KHOI, Ames Community Radio, KHOI. Trey Moore here with another episode of Ames Untold. International Women's Day has marked a cultural shift in Ames. And today we have a special guest by the name of Lynette Kwa-Mensah, who says she has firsthand witnessed Ames go through a cultural shift during her 12 years here in the city. So let's give our guest a warm welcome and allow her to introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lynette Kwa-Mensah. I'm originally from Ghana, but I was born in South Africa, where I lived for some time before moving to Ames, Iowa. And I lived here all throughout elementary school, moved away for some time, and then came back for my high school experience.
Could you say, like, what was your experience like in both South Africa and Ghana? I guess that, because, you know, since you've seen the cultural shift, you've experienced a lot of different cultures. Could you just dive into what your experience was like in South Africa and Ghana after you were in Ames?
Sure. So I was in Ghana when I was like a baby, so I don't remember much. Living in South Africa, my parents actually moved to South Africa 2 years after apartheid had ended. So the racial tension and just like the climate of the place, you could imagine, was pretty rush and rough. And I guess moving to the United States, cultural strife wasn't something that like I was new to, because I'd experienced that going to school, going to the grocery store, going to church. Like I experienced that all the time. So coming here, I was like, oh, like I've, you know, experienced this. So I'm not really, I don't know, I wasn't really shocked when I would experience it here. And then coming to Ames, it was like, whoa, it's predominantly white. Like, you know, I was used to definitely seeing so many people who looked like me, like, all the time, 24/7. So it was definitely eye-opening.
Would you say that was the biggest shift of when you came back here? Just the demographics?
The demographics and just, like, the culture overall and, like, the way people lived, the food they ate.
And so you came here when you were 7 years old, and you spent a good amount of time in elementary school in Ames before you moved again.
Yes.
Could you go into what the cultural experience was like in spending elementary school in Ames, Iowa?
In elementary school, I feel like the demographic was still predominantly white in Ames, but it was kind of growing, but it was still predominantly white. I definitely went to school with people from different countries, but I feel that, or I was the only person from Ghana that I, or and my family that I knew here. And I think when I was leaving Ames, it started to grow. Like, the demographic of people of color started to grow. Like, I saw a huge rise of Black Americans come into Ames, Iowa.
And what year was this?
This was 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since we are kind of centering this around your experience at the International Women's Day,
sure.
Were there a lot of other events? Do you remember cultural events in that same vein around that time? Did you experience a lot of cultural events?
I definitely experienced like the typical African night that Iowa State used to hold or still holds now, but I didn't really experience a lot of cultural events if they weren't outside of my own culture.
So like your own family stuff, hosting events and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what about, I guess, representation in like the classroom where your teachers, principal, like local leaders? Did you see a lot of representation?
No, I honestly, not really. I didn't. All my teachers that I've had or I had in elementary school were white. I never had a teacher who didn't fit that typical standard, I guess. And then in church, I went for some time. I went to a church where I saw people who looked like me, and it was a church with it brought a bunch of like different people of color in. But overall, I really didn't see that representation around me in Ames during that time.
And is that something that you really noticed while you were that age, or looking back, do you more notice it now?
I think both. I definitely noticed it when I was that age, because I feel like when you are a minoritized individual, race is something that you notice all the time, because you're like, when I think race becomes evident when it leaves the white male body, like it's more, you know, pointed at, and see, I don't know, it's just made more aware. Like, you always see it, and it's something that, like, it's your identity, it's who you are. You can't really forget it, and stuff. So I definitely noticed it at a young age. And then also looking back and reflecting when I guess my knowledge has grown now, I notice it too.
And after you spent, was it 3 or 4 years in Ames in elementary school before you left again?
Yeah, 3 or 4. Yeah.
Okay, and when you left again, this was when you went back to
Nebraska.
Yeah, my bad. And what was that time period like? How does Iowa compare to Nebraska? I feel like when, as a black person, when I tell other black people I'm from Iowa, Idaho, Nebraska, Utah, Wyoming, they're all in that same pot of there's black people there.
Well, I'll tell you guys this. Like, honestly, if you don't like Iowa, go to Nebraska and you'll want to run back to Iowa as fast as you can. Like,
really?
Yes, because when I moved to Nebraska, at a point in time, I was the only black person and person of color in my whole school. No one at all.
Now, is this because you're in a small town, or are there bigger cities?
There are bigger cities, which I lived in one bigger city for like 6 months before I moved back to Ames. But like, in that small town, it's just very, very not diverse at all. Like, everyone, it was predominantly white, and there was a big Hispanic population there too, but the school that I went to, it was like nobody. It was just me and my lonesome there. And
oh man,
it's very, I mean, there's definitely, I don't know if racist, yeah, it is racist because you can't justify it, but like, people aren't culturally aware, and they're very open with like their racist remarks towards you if you look different. And yeah, it can be a very hard time when you're, especially growing up at that like age, when you're trying to figure things out, and you're told that like who you are is like not okay, like being black is something to be ashamed of. And I think you find yourself kind of like being ashamed of who you are and not really loving like all parts of yourself.
So when you finally came back to Ames, was that, did you see Ames in a different light after being in Nebraska? Did Ames feel more like home?
Yes, it did. It definitely did. It felt more like home because I feel like even when I was here, like I never was made to feel like who I was wasn't okay. And I don't know if it was because I was so young or just, I don't know what it was, but like, I feel like just experiencing that like harsh, you know, reality and then coming to a place like Ames, it was kind of a refresher to be away from all of that.
And so once you came back here, this was high school, right?
Yeah.
Now we're going to circle back on the questions that we asked for elementary school. How were the demographics now when you're in high school?
The demographics have definitely shifted. I would sit in my classroom and have teachers who looked like me and teachers who represented all different.
So you had some, you had black teachers?
Yeah, a few. I did. So I actually had a teacher from Nigeria, which was, that was like freshman year walking into class. That was like a nice
room. That's pretty dope. I never, like growing up, I never really had any, and this is Davenport where there is a decent amount of, it's, I mean, Davenport has about 100,000, a little bit over 100,000 people, and I never really had any black teachers, so that's that's pretty good for Ames. And
yeah, Ames, you're doing something right so far.
And so you saw a change in representation?
For sure, a change. Definitely, we had work to do, but like there was definitely a shift from when I first lived here, moved away, and come back. Like I saw more people, and I saw an effort to kind of magnify the voices of those people who often don't have a voice or have their voice taken away, which I thought was really cool. And that's where I started to find like my own voice and like what I was passionate about and stuff.
Okay, so real quick interjection, what are you passionate about?
I think in the broad sense, I'm passionate about a lot of social justice issues, which that, whether that is like race and ethnic relations, gender equity, like climate, so just so many things. I want to be able to wake up and live in a world that I feel like is equitable for every like person, no matter what background they come from. I think that people should be given like an equal opportunity to try and achieve something, you know. I don't think it's right to write someone off just because of like a certain identity that they possess, that they have no control over.
I'm going to transition into, you know, you spent your high school years here, and you know, now you're nearing the end. Are you a junior?
I'm a junior, yes.
Okay, so you're nearing the end of your college years.
Right.
And so when you come to college, being a college student in Ames and being a a non-college student in Ames is a different experience, correct?
It's like a different town, honestly. Like a completely different town.
Did your college experience sort of also make you see a shift, or do you still see a shift in the city itself?
I think both. Because coming to college, I definitely saw the shift on campus, but then I guess when you come to college, you become more aware because you start learning and so much and experiencing or listening and experiencing so many different types of people and their stories. And I think that opens your eyes to so much. And I definitely still saw the shift that I was seeing when I came back in the town now, but I also saw the shift on campus.
How would you say the campus environment is different and or similar to the Ames environment, because you exist in both communities because your family friends are also still non-Iowa State students and don't exist in those bubbles, so you exist in both bubbles.
Right. I think the campus environment is more, how do I say it, on fire, if that makes sense. There's so many people who are so passionate about things and they're willing to, stand up, during, let's say, a speech from President Leith, or stand up during class and be like, hey, this is not okay. We need to speak out against this. We can't just sit here and let this happen. I think in the city, since the demographic, the students make up a majority of the young population, mm-hmm. the city's made up of older folks and individuals. So I feel like it's kind of a slower and calmer push to things, People are kind of more, how do I say it? They're kind of careful with what they say because they don't want to offend the people who bring in the money to their business and stuff like that. And in college, it's no one cares. If someone feels a certain way about something, they're going to say it and aren't afraid.
What have you seen in the evolution of the culinary options or, the food diversity available in the city?
They have improved a lot because when I first came here, I feel like it was just the Burger King, McDonald's, Bebop's, those type of food restaurants. But coming back and seeing, I feel like they've had more international options, whether that's Far East, I don't know, a place like Taste Place or something. And they have the African cuisine, the safari cuisine, and you have your Pamel Grocery, which has been here since I came to Ames. And stuff, and I think it's definitely catering to the people who are moving into Ames, which I think is really cool because that gives them a sense of home, mm-hmm. And stuff. So yeah,
I guess to transition into the Women's Day, mm-hmm. that's what a lot of the girls from the STEP team said, that they finally felt a little bit more sense of a community, more sense of home, because of what the STEP team allowed them to do and express their blackness and express themselves more. Could you give me your experience on the International Women's Day this year, since you just said that was such a highlight?
Yeah, no, that was a really cool experience for me because I feel like it shows the growth in Ames, because when I was in high school, there was no STEP team at all, and I couldn't have even imagined there being a STEP team, which I feel like that would have been so amazing, but I'm glad that they're doing it now. I feel like it was really cool to see young women talking and saying that even though the odds are stacked up against them, that they can still they see a future for themselves. You know what I mean? The narrative is often spun to kind of tell a story that is often the same story, and it leaves out so many groups of people, but it's they're taking charge and they're showing this is our story and we're gonna tell it the way we want to, which I think is so beautiful and so cool. And yeah, I really like that.
What do you feel like this means going forward?
Going forward, I think I'm hopeful. It's definitely not a change that we're going to see overnight, but I see steps that the city is taking and people are taking to make that cultural shift for the better. And I think going forward, what people must remember is, yes, diversity is important, but I think we need to look at inclusion, because diversity is who you have and inclusion is what you actually do. Because you can have people around, but it's are we actually listening to the demands and the needs of the people and magnifying their voices, or are we just having them there to take up space?
Very, very well said. That was Lynette Kwah-Mensah Jr. here at Iowa State University speaking on the fact that there is a cultural shift right now happening in Ames. Whether you see it or not, we do. I thank you for stopping through.
Thank you for having me.
And that is another episode of Ames Untold from Trey Moore here, intern at KHOI, Ames Community Radio.